The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 23rd of May, 2008. It's the birthday in Brooklyn of Margaret Wise Brown in 1910, who wrote Goodnight Moon. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, born in Ann Arbor, 1947, who spent the last days of her life working on her last collection of poems, Otherwise. And it's the birthday of the man who gave us a system of classifying and naming all the living things on the planet, Carolus Linnaeus, born in Rosshult, Sweden, in 1707. He was a botanist. He taught at universities, and at a time when Sweden was one of the poorest countries in Europe, Linnaeus set out to import exotic plants and animals, hoping they could be raised for profit in Sweden. He hoped to raise tea and coffee, ginger, coconuts, silkworms, experimented on clams. It was at a time when people named plants and animals in many different ways, usually based on what they looked like, Queen Anne's lace, ghost orchid, swordfish. But even within a single country, a plant could be called by half a dozen different names by different people. So Linnaeus decided to develop a naming system based in Latin. He put each specimen into a large group called a genus and a smaller subgroup called a species, and that became the binomial naming system, which he published in 1758. His botanical experiments failed. The tea plants died. Coffee didn't make it in Sweden, or ginger, or coconuts, or cotton. Rhubarb did, and Linnaeus, late in his life, said the introduction of rhubarb to Sweden was his proudest achievement. But today we remember him for his contribution to taxonomy. When he published his taxonomy in 1758, he listed 4,400 species known to science at the time. Today, there are more than 1.5 million. Here's a poem for today by Christopher Wiseman, entitled Family Group, late 1930s. My grandmother, the family elder, stood here that day, her husband recently buried in the grass outside, not 20 yards from her. Strange emotions, I'd guess. It must have stirred in them, the body and the baby, so close. But they crowded round this font, watching the show, as Christopher Stephen Wiseman was named and blessed, validated, readied to go forth. I'm sure she prayed for me, that vicar's widow. I'm sure they all did, in their different ways. I'm sure they smiled as I screeched at the cold water, was hurriedly passed back to my mother's arms. Today, I'm alone, same church, same font, and I think all that crowded family's dead, all gone but two, my grandmother's children in their 90s. And they will never come to this place again, all gone, and my life well along, my children married, thinking of children of their own. I look at it, the dark oak lid with its black iron ring, the stone carved all around, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And I feel a weight, as if I've been transformed to some sort of reluctant representative, helpless, filled with demanding generations, the oldest man, the family patriarch now. But how much wiser than when I was that baby. I lift the heavy lid, 2 inches of old stale water lying at the bottom, hardly the stuff of legend. I smile, though why in God's name I should, I don't know. Between me and my car lies my grandmother next to her husband, and how have her prayers for me turned out, and why, I wonder, do I walk past her so quickly? A poem by Christopher Wiseman, Family Group, late 1930s, from his collection Crossing the Salt Flats, published by the Porcupine's Quill, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.